You've been on Section E for 20, 30, 40 years. They're telling you that you got to be out of there within like the next, I think, 60 days.
We got to talk about Section E because housing voucher cuts will forever change Atlanta. So right now, Atlanta Housing Authority, which is responsible for granting housing vouchers, is on the brink of collapse. 90% of their funding comes from the federal government. And if you guys know what's going on in the federal government, there is massive government shutdowns. Government facilities are shut down. The federal government is cutting money to food stamps, Section 8, stuff like that. And when you have 90% of your city's funding coming from the federal government and the federal government is freezing all this stuff, guess what's happening? Last week, the Housing Authority in Atlanta told all the landlords that the housing voucher program is frozen. Okay, it's first time ever. So right now, landlords who run Section 8 housing either get very, very little amounts of money or no money at all. And now a lot of landlords don't want to do Section 8 anymore because they're obviously not getting paid. And a lot of landlords are freaking out as Section 8 payments are to be paused due to Democrats keeping the government shut. This landlord actually received a letter from the Housing Authority saying that after mid-November, payments will be paused. So I guess the tenants, obviously they're in Section 8, they're not going to pay you rent anyway. And a lot of these landlords don't know what to do. Some landlords are kind of compromising, saying that they're willing to take massive cuts in the payments. And some are just not getting money at all, no negotiations. Check out some of these videos. Section 8 is a mess right now, and it seems like the Trump administration wants people to stay for a max 2 years and then tell them to leave and live somewhere else.
I am seeing so many videos about people complaining about losing their Section 8. I'm seeing so many videos, they are blaming Trump because they're gonna lose their Section 8 in 2 years. Blame your daddy Biden. Because if Biden hadn't been letting those illegal immigrants over here, giving them all of the resources that were for American citizens, Trump would not have to have come back into the presidency to clean up the mess that he created by giving resources, money, and funds away to people that were not citizens. And sadly, this is affecting you all. Mm-hmm. And being an ex-recipient of Section 8, I gave this shit back. Because see, one thing I realized about Section 8 is that it will hinder you. And it will keep you stagnant and not wanting to do anything with your life. And once I saw that and realized that I struggled more when I was on Section 8 than ever, the only time Section 8 ever helped me out is when I quit my motherfucking job to get my CDL. That's the only time Section 8 ever helped me out. Other than that, the whole time I was on Section 8, I don't know what kind of Section 8 I had, but I was paying the majority of the goddamn rent, and the housing authority wasn't paying shit. So I gave that shit back. So if you are an able-bodied person, find you something to do in the next 2 years, okay? If you're not a senior citizen and retired and you don't have a disability, then you don't need to be on Section 8. 2 years is enough for you to get yourself on your feet and get it together. But I will say this, something has got to change because when I was on Section 8, I couldn't save no goddamn money because every 10 cent, 11 cent, 12 cent raise I got made the portion of rent I had to pay go up. And every time I had to pay rent in, they'll take something else away. And now I was understanding why people would be like, I can't work more than 20 hours this week. I can't make more than 30 hours. It keep you dependent on the system. And you end up not being shit. And once I realized that shit, I said, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. And this was 2007, and here we are in 2025, baby, and I ain't looked back since. I have not looked back since. So I advise everybody that's on here talking about you're gonna lose your Section 8 in 2 years, you got 2 years to get yourself together and see what you can do with your life to better your life, because you have been dependent on the system and it has been letting you just not be shit. And I'm sorry to say it like that, because I almost became like that. But because of the type of person I am, I was like, oh, hell no, because I can see where this is going. I can see where this is going. So, I was like, no. Yeah. So the only time Section 8 benefited me is when I quit my goddamn job and I got my CDL. And I have not looked back. And my caseworker was like, baby, you sure? You sure you want to let this go? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I have struggled so much under Section 8. I ain't never struggled like this before. I said, can I gift it to somebody else? Can I give it to somebody else? She was like, no, you can't do that. She said, but I'm going to tell you. She's like, you can't ever apply again if you decline this voucher. I said, ma'am, I don't ever want to apply again. I hope I never have to apply again. This has been the worst experience ever. And I was like, and I didn't understand what the hell was going on, because I knew people that was on Section 8. Section 8 was paying their rent. Section 8 was paying their utility bill. They weren't messing with their food stamps. What the hell? What kind of Section 8 did I have? Damn. Anyway. Y'all can't blame that shit on Trump. Y'all blame that shit on Biden. He the one was giving that assistance to people. I applied for Section 8 in 1998, and I didn't get approved till 2007 or 2008. I know it took a long goddamn time for me to get approved for it. And you letting people come over in this country, illegally come over in this country, and you still got your own citizens on the waiting list for Section 8, and you bypass them, and you give them Section 8, and give them hundreds and thousands of dollars in food stamps. And you ain't even trying to take care of the people on Social Security. Let me not get on my elderly parents, okay? My elderly parents that are drawing Social Security, that have put into this society and are now retired, apply for food stamps. You tell them they don't qualify. All they qualify is for $16, y'all. $16 is what they were qualified for. But you can give an illegal immigrant thousands of food stamps, and they contributed shit to this country. Shit to this country, you need to be upset with Biden. Because had he not did that bullshit, Trump probably wouldn't even be messed with y'all right about now. So take your anger and your attitude and turn it towards Biden, the crippled ass. That's who you talk about when you get on here and complain about some goddamn Section 8. The fuck up.
Listen, before y'all get on here and argue with me, because I just had to get his sister together. I'm not arguing with nobody that has a voucher or nobody that's defrauding the system. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. Now, I could keep going if you want to keep going. I could just call the state too. Okay, because I think if somebody got a Section 8 voucher, I think only the people on the voucher are supposed to be staying there. I don't think it's supposed to be a whole bunch of different people. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, but what I'm not gonna do is go back and forth with you when I'm gonna just call the state on you. I'm just not gonna do it. You're not going to come on my phone. You're not going to harass me. You're not going to do any of that. Okay? Especially when I'm funding your stay. You're just not going to do it. Mm-hmm. When you're committing government fraud. We're just not going to do it. Okay? So it's just important to remember, before y'all get online and y'all come at people, or before you text people's phones, or you try to harass them, or let your brother or anybody put a battery in your back, make sure that y'all don't need the state. Make sure that you're following all the guidelines. Okay? All right. Thanks. Have a good
day. I'm back. And I want to address a lot of these ignorant comments up under my Section 8 post. Especially the people. Job application. Didn't I tell you motherfuckers, not all, but most of Section 8 people work a job? We get it. Y'all know the word job. Find another word. Because I'm really fucking sick of hearing it. Job. Like, shut the fuck up. They got jobs. They do. Yeah. And it looks like Section 8 not going nowhere. Where's it going? Orange Face ain't said nothing about it. Y'all want it gone. But it ain't going nowhere. And you still not getting it. So you can hate on these people all you want, baby. And they gonna still work their job. And they gonna still live in their nice houses. Who gonna do me something?
Section 8, baby, let's talk about it. Section 8 is a blessing. It was created to help people who are struggling, not as a trap, but as a trampoline. It's supposed to give folks room to breathe while they rebuild mentally, financially, emotionally, spiritually. Let's be real, not everybody uses it like that. Instead of elevating, some people are doing everything that they can to stay stuck. And it's not because they can't grow. It's because they've grown comfortable and struggle. The first thing is, if I make too much money, they'll raise my rent. So instead of leveling up their income, people start turning down hours, quitting jobs, choosing under the table work. They can keep their rent low. They fear abundance because they believe to condition that more success equals less support. What they don't realize is they're capping their own potential just to stay small. A lot of people feel like, why leave if I'm comfortable? Some folks get used to paying $0 to $20 of rent, so they just stop striving. They stop planning to own a home, improving their credit, or breaking generational curses. They just sit. Meanwhile, people with the real needs, single mom with disabled kids, the elderly, folks on disability, are sitting on the waiting list for years. They attach their identity to struggle. Struggle becomes familiar. Growth feels uncomfortable. But they stay where it's safe. They don't have to change, risk, or expand. It's not always laziness. Sometimes it's trauma and fear. But the result is the same. They block their own elevation. Some people like to game the system. Lying about who lives in the home, not reporting full income, having partners who live rent-free but aren't on the lease. Then they'll get mad at the system and they're the ones manipulating it. This isn't survival anymore, baby. That's entitlement. But here's who hurts in the process. Disabled parent is trying to get safe housing for their child in a wheelchair. Young G woman fresh out of a DV relationship is working two jobs and still can't afford rent or a place to stay. Grandmother who's raising her grandkids with no support and no place to stay. They're not asking for handouts. They're asking for a chance. The chance is taken by people who don't want to grow because their rent will change. Section A is not the problem. The mindset is. Let's be clear. Crystal fucking clear. This is not about race either. White people are on Section 8. Hispanic folks, Asians, Black people. Okay? So it's nothing about race. This isn't a race issue. It's a personal responsibility issue. We need to stop letting shame, comfort, or fear keeping us from stepping up or stepping off when the time is right. Nobody is saying get off tomorrow. Nobody is saying that you don't deserve help. I'm not saying that. But if you're sitting on Section 8 year after year, not working, not growing, not healing, not planning for better, then you're blocking someone else's breakthrough. Use it to heal. Use it to breathe. But most of all, use it to elevate. Because Section 8 isn't supposed to be forever. It's supposed to be your bounce back. And y'all know I had to add this in there. Some of y'all are not stuck because of the system. You stuck because of your own fucking mindset. And you need to realize that. Having boyfriends live in your house, rent-free, not helping you pay a dime, and allowing you to sit on Section 8 is diabolical. Not only is it a violation of your lease, baby, it's a violation of your peace. Do you hear me? Not only are you risking your fucking voucher, you're risking your kid's stability and your safety just to say you have a man in your bed. And let's be real, most of the time, these type of dudes are not building you up. They're bringing chaos, drama, toxic energy, and most especially, illegal activity to your home. You're doing everything to protect a grown man while risking the one thing that's keeping housing over your head. Protect that voucher, boo. There's people out here that have been waiting on the Section 8 waiting list for years. They've been in DV relationships and going through the most terrible things, and they really need it. And some of y'all have the opportunity and you're fucking it up and you're playing with it. Hey, it's your life. Live how you want to live, but don't complain about what the system not doing when you're not doing nothing to elevate your fucking life.
I'm back. And I want to address a lot of these ignorant comments up under my Section 8 post. Especially the people. Job application. Didn't I tell you motherfuckers, not all, but most of Section 8 people work a job. We get it. Y'all know the word job. Find another word. Because I'm really fucking sick of hearing it. Job. Like, shut the fuck up. They got jobs. They do. Yeah. And it looks like Section 8 not going nowhere. Where's it going? Orange Face ain't said nothing about it. Y'all want it gone. But it ain't going nowhere. And you still not getting it. So you can hate on these people all you want, baby. And they gonna still work their job. And they gonna still live in their nice houses. Who gonna do me something?
Hey, y'all. What's happening? What's popping? So, I'm just sitting here thinking about, well, I watched this football game. You know, I'm a football girl. But I was just thinking about, I saw something that Donald Trump was going to kind of put a hold on, or, well, it's not an executive order, but for Section 8, that people can only be on Section 8 for like 2 years. But I guess it haven't like passed or anything like that. I was just wondering what you guys thoughts on that. I'm sorry, I'm watching a football game. What your thoughts is on that? Because I know, like, for me, you know, I've been married for a long time, but I was on government assistance for a little while, for like 10 years. No, take that back. 10 months. For 10 months, and then I went in the military. And then I was on it another time for like 2 months. So I've never been on government assistance longer than a year total. So in a way, I kind of agree that, you know, government assistance should only be like temporary, because when people are on government assistance for a long period of time, I think people have a tendency to be lazy and not want to work. But who am I to talk about being lazy? Because I don't work. But I did work for a long time. I'm just not working now. But anyway, I was just wondering what you guys think about that. I mean, you think that people should only get Section 8 for 2 years? I mean, it might not be a good thing, because you got a lot of single moms that can't afford rent. And that's going to put people in a situation where these single moms ain't, they won't have a roof over their head for their babies. I just wonder what y'all think about all of that. Tell me what you think. Okay.
Hey, love. So I just want to reply to your comment. And she said, you have to have an open mind on the situation. Some of these kids want to work. Once they start working, their income will be included in the household. Why not let them save money and go to college? The problem is most of these kids aren't going to college. Section 8 has caught on. So they're like, what do we just let people mooch off the government? The problem is I have, and I respect everybody's opinion. Thank you for saying this. And I do think that sometimes the system can be faltered and faulty, but it's very small. It's very, very small. The real question is, why has your mother been on Section 8 for 20 years and now you want to get a job and go to college and she doesn't have a mortgage on a house? Section 8 has a homeowner's buy, home a buyer's program, a homeowner's program, where they put your money in escrow. They match your, they have so many programs for you to actively get the fuck out. And then this is what else they do too. They make you pay 30% of your mortgage for like 2 years or something like that, I think it is. Don't quote me. So they would still help you the first 2 years of your house that you're in your new home. You're still paying 30% of your income for more. So this is what I'm saying. People are comfortable there. It's bigger than that. So what the government's doing is like, fuck it. We're not making people comfortable. They do that so that people aren't comfortable. If you're living in your parents' house at 22 years old and you're like, damn, I got to kick out $600 a month for this shithole, and that doesn't encourage you to get the fuck out of there, then that's, well, there we have it, Watson. There we have it. It's too many people doing it wrong than doing it right. That's why Section 8 has come in and made all these different stipulations and rules. And it's unfortunate, because I think if the kids are going to college, whatever, cool. They're not in the household, so they're not taking from their income. But if they are going to college, I think that there is some sort of stipulation. I'm not really sure, but the problem is there's more people doing wrong than right. Like I said, by the time your kids go to college, if you've been on a voucher for longer than 15 years, you had ample opportunity to buy a house. I believe Section 8 matches your escrow. I believe they help you with it. So there's just so many programs out here. So rather than just stay with your rent being adjusted to 30% of your marginal income, why not try to buy a house? That's all I'm saying.
I was about to say, I don't need to know who need to hear this, but I actually do know who need to hear this. Section 8 recipients, please come to the front. Stop calling these complexes, asking them if they accept Section 8. Okay? A lot of people is not accepting Section 8 because of, you know, of various different reasons. We're not even going to dwell on that part because that's not what this video is about. Why is no one accept Section 8? Why are you still on Section 8? I personally think that Section 8 has done such a disservice for people nowadays that nobody can't even live in today's regular world. I mean, once I became an adult, Section 8 was so saturated with everybody. The waiting list was so out of this world. I wasn't about to sit at home trying to live with my mother waiting for Section 8 to put me on the list. Imagine if I would have still been waiting today. I have had my own apartment since the age of like 24 years old. I got about 12 years in the game, and I've had a few help from a few programs here and there throughout the year. I have accepted help from social services, too. But the difference between accepting help and being depending on the help is two different things. Y'all have become so dependent on Section 8 that a lot of y'all will just sit there and just either let it run out or be put off of Section 8 instead of finding a job and obtaining an apartment that you can afford. Rent is no longer going to be $300, $400 anymore. You need to get out there and get in the paint. I feel like if Donald Trump is only going to allow older and people to be on Section 8, it should be that way. If you are at least like 55, 60 years and older, you should be on Section 8. If you have a disability, you should be on Section 8. But unfortunately, the people that are on Section 8 are able-bodied people that can work, get a job, and get that out there, make their own money, and pay rent. There are affordable apartments out there. Some are in, you know, more impoverished ghetto neighborhoods. But if that's what you can afford, keep your head down until you can get something better. People are out here getting whole evictions on their record when they haven't paid rent in 20 years. Imagine being on Section 8 for 20 years and you ain't saved a dime. You didn't understand the assignment. It was to cop and hold, not cop and blow. You were supposed to save your money up to buy a house so that you could get out of the game. Section 8 wasn't designed to take care of y'all for the rest of y'all lives. For really? One point in my life, I used to be upset. Like, why can't I get food stamps? Why can't I get this? Why can't I get that? I had to understand that I didn't want to be sitting in a box where I'm barely making it so that I can get governmental assistance. I'd rather have an uncapped earning than be capped at a certain amount, or I'll lose my food stamps, or I'll lose my Section 8, or I'll lose... No. Y'all have sat back and let the government, like, literally bend you over and do the bending. Now there's a vast majority of you guys that are going to be homeless, that are being put off of Section 8, that can't find a place that even it takes Section 8. Wake up and smell the coffee beans. Trump is getting rid of a lot of things, and if you don't get with the program, you're going to be outside, homeless, broke, naked, and cold. There's no way in the world that you had all this time to either save some money or get your life together, and now you homeless and you ain't paid rent in 20 years? Make it make sense. The program was just designed to help. Help. It was a stepping stool. But y'all sat there and used that program as a crutch. And now the crutch has been removed. Y'all act like y'all legs don't work. What you doing? At home. Watching Maury, Jerry Springer, Dylan, watching Judge Judy. What was you doing with your time when you was on Section 8 for all them years? You ain't got no money saved up? Oh, no. So don't sit here and be like, oh, it's Trump's fault. He got rid of Section 8. Oh, it's this person's fault that I'm holding. No, it's your fault. Because you wasn't standing on your own 2 feet, and everybody grown should be holding their own. Now that the tough is getting, your ass better get going. Go find you a job in a place you can afford because you got this. Don't play the blame game. It's already done. Okay? The deeds is already done. How are you going to maneuver and handle? Only thing on your mind is should be getting your shit together. Y'all wasting entirely too much time seeing, who accepts Section 8 and sitting on people waiting lists while y'all sitting here homeless or in shelters and shit. Get a job and pay regular rent. That's it. That's literally the answers to your problem.
Tell me why. Today's a day of my inspection. And I hear my neighbor talking. Talking about some, I worry about my house when the girl next door making mad noise and shit. First of all, my music just be loud. There ain't nothing wrong with being fucking music. This is my crib. I pay my bills. You don't. And I hate the people who like to clown about having motherfucking Section 8 because you ain't getting me out this bitch. Yeah, I got that shit. You ain't getting me out. And I'm gonna say it loud and proud because all y'all on that motherfucking waiting list talking about some, oh, you got Section 8, you got Section 8. Well, bitch, I don't give a fuck because all y'all on that waiting list waiting for Section 8. Like, hello? But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and say that because, like, don't piss me off.
The fact that y'all are so comfortable talking about people that are on Section 8 is crazy. Am I on Section 8? No. But, bro, we are one paycheck away. There's people that could literally be homeless if they did not have Section 8. And the fact that y'all would rather see people be homeless than on Section 8 is crazy as hell. What happened to everybody just minding their damn business? Okay, yeah, I mean, I get it that you have to pay, that we have to pay a much higher payment for rent or mortgage. A lot of people have Medicaid. Difference between having Medicaid and having Section 8. Not everybody can afford high-ass medical bills. So they have Medicaid. Like, bro, living in America is hard as hell. And if I was by myself, I'm getting Section 8. I only have one income, and when I didn't get the help that I needed, especially if I have kids, sign me up. Rent is high as hell. You cannot make it on one paycheck. So let's say you bring home 14. Let's just say you bring home 12. You bring home 1,200. How much is rent? Rent's 1,200. Most of rent nowadays is from 900 to 1,200, and that's just Kentucky. Ain't no telling how much it is in California. You can split up that paycheck or just give one paycheck to rent or mortgage. They need Section 8 for a reason. What happened to everybody just minding their damn business?
If you guys love trading, check out the private Discord server, link in the description below. I mean, we're making a lot of money. Like, one of the Google calls last week made like 51%. A lot of gains here, 40, 75, 30%. We're making like a few hundred dollars every single day. And our traders are really, really experienced. They're trading every single day. We're showing all the plays out there. We even got different trackers. You know, check out what the politicians are doing. Unusual stocks and options news to see what the insiders are doing. And also, it's pretty cheap. It's only $10 a month. Limited time only. 7-day free trial. I mean, this server, we spent over $1,000 making it, and a lot of other places are charging you like 40, 50 bucks, but honestly, it's $10 a month, 7-day free trial. It's not going to last forever, and we seriously have some of the best trades out there, and you're not going to get a server cheaper than this, especially with the amount of traders that we're doing. Check us out.